Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers from irishtalkers.com.
Good evening, Toastmasters, would-be Toastmasters, listeners and friends. You're very welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers here on irishtalkers.com. Our email address is info@irishtalkers.com. You can also find us on Facebook as the Talk Show for Talkers. And we look forward to your comments, questions, feedback, and indeed, evaluations. You can also listen to previous shows from this season on our website, irishtalkers.com. We also publish the Public Speaking Weekly, a roundup of links from the internet about Toastmasters, public speaking, confidence, leadership, everything that you want to look at with regards Toastmasters. My name is Ted Malamphy, and I am joined again this evening by the prolific, persuasive, passionate Mr. Paul O'Mahony.
And it's a pleasure, Moira and Ted, to be with you again.
And it's a pleasure to be with you, Paul. And the magnificent, multi-talented, mindful, motivating DTM, one of the most recent DTMs in District 71, the sixth one that we produced this year, and this is the inimitable Moira O'Brien.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, folks. Wherever you are, Ted and Paul, it's great to see you again.
Nice to see you too, Moira, and great to be on the show again. I've been a little bit lax lately because I've been running here, there, and everywhere. So on today's show, we'll have the usual mix of a thought for the week, a word for the week. We might speak about something in the magazine, or we might not. We won't have a guest interview, but we certainly have someone that you will wish to listen to, because the person that you're going to be listening to today is, I'm going to give it to you now to whet your appetite. It's Keith Ferrazzi, and you as a Toastmaster, all you Toastmasters listening, will know that he was the recipient of this year's Golden Gavel Award. So he has something interesting to say to you. So if you wish, I will give you our thought for the week. If you wish, I will give you the thought for the week. Sorry about that, Moira. I'm out of practice.
Yeah, indeed. But we have missed you, Ted. So
I've missed you also when I've been roaming around the world and stuff like that. So
actually, Ted.
Sorry, Paul.
Ted, before you go on, I'd just like to draw everybody's attention to the August magazine, the August Toastmaster in August, where there's an article, Create a Culture of Candor, by none other than Keith Ferrazzi.
Oh, excellent, Paul. I haven't seen the magazine, actually, and I haven't downloaded it. So that's interesting. No, that's interesting. That obviously ties in with his Golden Gavel Award. So that's good to hear that. And he's quite an incredible man. He's got a fantastic reputation for building networks and for realizing the potential that none of us can do anything in this world without the help of people and mentors. So one of his tips is that you should have as many mentors as you wish to have. It's not just one mentor or two mentors, but as you go through your business life or indeed your social life, it's important to have mentors. So since I went off on a little tangent there, now I'm going to give you my thought of the week. And it's this. It's again along the lines of gratitude. So it is not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people who are happy.
I like juxtapositions like that when something is turned around. It grabs you, doesn't it?
Rhetorical device, Maura. It's a chiasmus.
It's a miasma. Okay.
Chiasma. Is that how you pronounce it?
Miasma. To be honest with you, I'm not sure. I wouldn't like to.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's chiasmus.
Chiasmus.
Okay, I was thinking of another word. No, I've no idea how you pronounce it, Ted.
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's a lovely word to pronounce, actually. John F. Kennedy would have coined a famous chiasma when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, okay, or what yeah. you can do for your country. Country.
Yes, yeah. It's very catching, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So my want it is, and I've just given it to you.
Absolutely, Ted.
Okay.
I like so it.
Paul, I like I'm it. Sure Paul has a... Have you got a word of the week, Paul?
Oh, indeed I have. Indeed I have. I have a word of the week, Ted, which I began thinking I would do squinch. And I thought that the word squinch was probably too obscure and is in really down low in terms of usage. So I thought, well, if I can't do squinch, why don't I do scrunch?
Scrunch.
Scrunch.
So scrunch is our word of the day.
Yes, it is. It has nothing to do with grunge. It okay. is scrunch.
Scrunch. Now, has it got something to do with rugby?
No, it has to do with crunchies.
Crunchies, I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
And we're not even into Friday yet.
Well, scrunch is a word which is both a verb. So you can say he scrunched his way through the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and it's also a noun. So you can also say that Moira heard the scrunch of boots on the grave.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Anyway, to define the word so that we could understand it, it is a loud crunching noise. To make a loud crunching noise, the kind you'd make, listeners, on snow. So if you were walking on snow, you would get a good loud crunching sound. And at this time, which is the autumn or fall,
mm-hmm.
you would find plenty of leaves along the side of the road. And I remember as a child in Limerick, one of my favorite experiences was kicking over the leaves and standing on piles of leaves. The standing on autumn leaves to be particularly satisfying.
Now, is the word scrunch or crunch?
No, they're two different words. They're yes. synonyms, really.
Right.
Scrunch and the good thing in terms of its use, let's say, in a speech, and I'm not just talking in Toastmasters, but to talk about somebody who crunched and scrunched and squinched their Ooh. Way.
Mm. Squinched.
They all are fairly onomatopoeic words. In other words, the sound
lovely, yeah.
re-echoes the sense. Now also, you know, you have the not just the scrunch of boots and things. I think you could also say that a person scrunched words. Also, the scrunch of her words left very little room for misinterpretation. So there you have scrunch being used as a noun. So what do you think, Ted?
Yeah, I think that's lovely. It's a nice word, scrunch. And I think when you refer to onomatopoeia, I think you were bang on, and you gave us a wonderful example when you're walking on snow, because you do that, you get that feeling of scrunch under your boots. I think that's a great, great example.
There's also a usage of the word slightly different in the bit of elastic that women use to tie back their hair. It's called a scrunchie.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't yeah. know that.
Yeah.
So let us not forget the crunchy, which when you bite into it, makes a scrunch.
A scrunchy sound, yes. It is, as you said, a very onomatopoeic yes. word. And
onomatopoeic,
those are
yeah.
always nice words.
Is that how they came up with the word of the chocolate bar, crunchy?
Well, Ted, when I was talking to the founder of Crunchy, she told me that they had a long discussion about this and they thought about calling a squinchy, but they came down in favour of a scrunchie. Oh, sorry, I've
a crunchy.
Yeah, I think crunchy is onomatopoeic too, because it suits the honeycombs of that bar, because I love crunchies. It's my favourite. It's my favourite sweet, actually, a crunchy.
Yeah?
Love it.
Also, Ted and Moira, it saved a valuable piece of room on the packaging to call it a crunchy rather than a scrunchy.
All right, very good. Excellent, yeah. So there was business acumen behind it as well.
Well, isn't that what the company that makes crunchies is in business to be?
Of course.
Efficient at business.
Of course. People will think that Crunchy are sponsors of this show, Paul. We were plugging crunchies.
Well, Ted, I ate a scrunchie. Sorry, I ate a crunchie today.
Well, you know, it's amazing how something like that will have a flavour, if you'll pardon the pun, the flavour of the week. Because a friend of mine who's a businessman, if he ever delivers anything on Fridays to people, he brings a box of crunchies with him, and he gives the person a crunchie as well.
And the word is a late 18th century word,
right?
Meaning in effect to eat or to bite noisily. It really imitates the sound of that, so you can clearly compare it with the crunch.
Yeah, of course, I can even taste it in my mouth. And
well,
that brings
folks,
that
yeah,
brings us,
no, you,
that brings us you, nicely.
I just get that point, Ted. I was actually going to say that scrunches this this section to a close. Talk Show for Talkers is published in full on Mixcloud every Friday around 4 p.m. Individual segments are published on iTunes and other podcast platforms during the following week.